The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio.
Looking for a product mentioned on The Trend Reporter? Check out our Amazon page to shop the show. Also, check out my Instagram and YouTube for more beauty and wellness coverage, including tutorials, fun photos, some reels, and much more. Links in the show notes. I'm journalist and beauty obsessive, Mara Schiavocampo. Trends are constantly changing. There's something new in beauty and wellness every day. That can be a lot to keep up with. So let me do the work for you. I'm here to tell you everything you want to know about the trends you should know. Today on The Trend Reporter, Amazon's best kept beauty secrets. In this throwback episode, beauty and fashion influencer Danielle Gray, aka Style and Beauty Doc, joins me to share her favorite hair, makeup, and skin products that she found on Amazon.
Chances are it's on Amazon and it's cheaper.
Including sunscreen that works perfectly with makeup, products to pamper your hair.
I love to nourish and moisturize and take care of my hair.
And the luxury pick that will give you flawless looking skin.
It's a pretty penny, but I swear it's worth every cent.
Everything you want to know about the beauty and wellness trends worth knowing. Hey guys, so the trend this week is Amazon's best beauty buys. Now, over the last few years, Amazon has been slowly creeping into the beauty space, offering everything from high-end to budget beauty finds, some of which have become cult classics. So you can definitely find amazing hair, makeup, and beauty products, but with so many options, which ones do you want to click and ship, and which ones are better left in cyberspace? Joining me now to share our top Amazon beauty buys is style blogger Danielle Gray, also known as the Style and Beauty Doc. Danielle, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. We're talking my language.
We're
today.
Speaking your language. You are the expert here. So have you had good luck with Amazon products?
One thing I have to say is when I am looking for a product, like either if it's like an obscure, maybe like a Korean skincare product or one of my favorites that I already know about, chances are it's on Amazon and it's cheaper. So that's like the caveat with Amazon. So some of my faves are there, some aren't, but they're great with the pricing. So,
right. Well, that's the thing is the pricing, the speed of the shipping. I'm like, no, I actually need my glycolic night serum here tonight by 8 p.m. And also the ease of returns. So if yes. I want to send something back, it's just easy. I know I have a lot of time to do it. I hand it to the delivery person when they come with my next Amazon package. I'm like, here, and I have a return for you too. So that's the thing with Amazon is they make it so convenient.
So easy. That's so true. And I myself do have some experience with returning things, beauty items on Amazon. Like, we'll talk about it.
Yeah. So I have some Amazon trivia before we start. Yes. I always go down this rabbit hole with research and I find out really fun stuff that I didn't know. So I would like you to guess or tell me if you know the answers to any of these. Where does the name Amazon come from? Do you know why Jeff Bezos chose that name?
Okay, so I'm old enough that I probably might have been one of the first customers. I remember getting college textbooks from Amazon, but I actually do not know. And the funny thing is, I want to say it has something to do with the rainforest, but it's probably not that straightforward.
Actually, you are 100% correct. He said that he named it after the Amazon River because it's the biggest river in the world. And that was his vision for his retailer. He wanted to be the biggest online book retailer. So he had a very grand vision. So there you go.
Okay.
All right. So this is something that a lot of people probably don't know. One of the early names he considered before Amazon was Relentless.com. And people advised him against that because it sounded mean. So he went with something else. But if you go to Relentless.com today, to this day, it will redirect you to Amazon.
Wow.
So
I'm glad he went with Amazon.
Yeah. Relentless doesn't say, let me go shop and spend all my money.
Right. Don't get my eye cream from Relentless.
Right. It's a little too harsh. Okay. What percentage, if you had to guess, what percentage of American spending is at Amazon?
48.
Oh, you're good. It was an estimated 43.5% in 2018, but estimates are that it's around 48% now. So, and after this pandemic, it's probably like 65% because everybody is buying everything from Amazon. I'm like, I need a toothbrush. Let me hit up Amazon.
Right.
Okay, so on to our list. I was initially a little hesitant to buy anything like beauty-wise at Amazon because, and I never think of myself as a snob. Like I'll buy beauty stuff at the drugstore, at, you know, wherever. But for some reason, Amazon, I was just like, ew, like that's where I buy batteries. Like, why am I going to buy, you know, my beauty products there? But over the years, they've really started to build up the beauty inventory that they're carrying. And so I wanted to go to an expert to give your five-star picks. So the things that you can vouch for, the tried and true, because I have found sometimes the reviews for something are off the charts and then I get that product and I think to myself, there is no way that these reviews were real. There is no way that this piece of crap is five stars with 15,000 reviews because it's a piece of crap that does not work and is ugly. Okay. So I have come to question the reviews a little bit because sometimes I feel like they may be padded, that maybe the company is buying them. I don't know what the game is. I don't know if you can buy reviews, but sometimes I think they're a little bit off. So that's where this is so key, where, you know, we're getting recommendations from someone we trust.
Yeah, I got you.
So these are the top picks in the following categories: skincare, hair, and makeup. And then just for fun, we're going to name a couple of things that we got that absolutely did not work. So save your money, stay away from them. So let's start with skincare, Danielle. What are your five-star Amazon beauty picks for skincare?
Okay, so it's summertime and people talk about sunscreen a lot. However, we need to have this conversation year round because you need to be wearing sunscreen year round, whether it's raining outside, it's cloudy, it's 20 degrees Fahrenheit, or if it's 900 degrees Fahrenheit. But one thing that I actually found on Amazon, and this is one of those things where I was kind of like, sometimes you might find like some of these, and I don't want to call this obscure because a lot of like the skincare junkies on the internet know about this brand, but your average person may not have heard of this brand. So this is the Comfy Water Sunblock from a Korean brand called Purito. Now, I like this. There's a lot of talk lately about mineral sunscreens for deeper skin tones. People want to use mineral sunscreens, but a lot of them look ashy on even the lightest skin tones. So it's a struggle out there for those of us with deeper skin. But this Purito Comfy Water, a sunblock, not only is it super lightweight, but it blends really nicely into the skin. And this was an Amazon find. You do your skincare routine. You can put moisturizer on. I put moisturizer on first, and then I put the sunscreen on. Some people can kind of get away with, you know, skipping the moisturizer and just going straight for the sunblock. I like to have a little bit of extra, you know, hydration. Even though I have oily skin, I like to have my moisturizer on. And then I put this on top, and then you put your makeup on. And it works really well with makeup, too.
Okay. Now, and a lot of, I mean, I don't want to make assumptions, but I always grew up with the idea that I didn't need sunscreen because I have melanin, that it was like my natural sunscreen. But over the years, my dermatologist, I know, and my dear friend, Dr. Whitney Bowe, has been like, no, SPF every single day. So do you know what the SPF is for this?
This is a 50 plus.
Ooh. So it's offering some real protection.
It's offering some real protection. Now, here's the thing with SPF and the actual factor behind it. So sometimes people think that the factor all of a sudden means that it's like gone so exponentially better. But an SPF of 50 blocks maybe about 96, 97% of the sun's harmful rays. And the difference between a 30 and a 50 is maybe about 2 to 3 percentages. But a lot of dermatologists and other skincare experts will tell you to use an SPF 50 or greater because as we are as humans, sometimes we don't do things properly. And a lot of times people aren't putting enough sunscreen on. So if you put on a 50 and you kind of, you know, half-ass it, you'll probably get a 30. Okay. But if you're wearing a 30, sometimes if you half-ass it, maybe you get a 15, maybe you get a 20, but someone like me, I'm making sure that I slather in the sunscreen all over. I'm getting all in the hairline, behind the ears, on my neck, and my chest. And then usually with my neck and chest and everywhere else, I use a separate body sunscreen. But
wow, you're really good.
I'm all in it. Another thing with melanin, even the deepest melanin has an SPF of maybe like 12 or 13. And that's just not enough.
Okay. Wow. You're really good about that. And the thing that I remind myself is like health aside, health is the most important thing. Health is wealth. But health aside, it's also anti-aging because the sun is the single biggest ager. So I try to remind myself like, girl, wear your SPF, put it on your chest, put it on your hands, because the sun is what's going to bring out those age spots and all that other stuff you do not want to see. Okay. So that's your one pick. You have anything else?
I have another sunscreen. What can I say?
Oh, Lord.
Another point with sunscreen, you know, we all have like these vitamin C serums and this serum
yes.
and this lotion and this potion. But if you're someone who's not going to wear sunscreen, I don't have my garbage can right near me where I can grab it. But imagine this is the garbage and this is me throwing skincare in the garbage, because that's what happens if you don't wear sunscreen. Another one that I have is the Olay Facial Sunscreen Shine Control. Now, this is an SPF 30. But a formula like this, it feels good on the skin, and it's not anything that's going to be super heavy. It works well with makeup. So you're more likely to apply the right amount with something like this. As I mentioned, it's a shine control formula, so it's great for oily skin. If you're someone who has a drier skin type, they have one that's just like a straight up makeup primer SPF 30 that is a little bit better for drier skin. So that's my other sunscreen pick. You know, I'm all about the sunscreen.
You're all about the sunscreen. Okay, I respect that. You're like a dermatologist dream. My skin pick is one of my favorite products on the planet. I rave about it all of the time. But before I tell you what it is, we're going to take a quick break. And then we'll also talk about our picks for hair care and makeup. My pick is not skincare so much as like skin makeup. Have you tried Airbrush Legs? It is everything. Okay. So if you, anything you want to cover up. So for me, I have some visible veins in my legs. So in the summer, or if I'm wearing a short dress, you can see them on my legs. It can be bruising. It can be stretch marks. Whatever your body skin issue is, Airbrush Legs will airbrush it. It's like an airbrush filter. I cannot stress how amazing it is. It doesn't transfer. You can hug somebody wearing a white linen suit and they will not get a drop of Airbrush Legs onto them. You can sleep in white sheets. You wake up, your sheets will still look white. It dries completely matte and it's waterproof. And here's the thing. If you're not so much into the matte, because sometimes the matte can look a little Barbie doll leg-ish. It doesn't look so natural. Mm-hmm. They make a shimmer version. So you can do Airbrush Legs with the shimmer. It has a glow to it. That is always my top recommendation for everybody. I'm like, don't stress about stretch marks, bruises, discoloration. Just get some Airbrush Legs. You're good. $6 and you're done.
Right.
And you can go and enjoy yourself. Okay. So let's move on to hair care. What are your top hair buys?
Okay. So I love, first of all, I don't like spending a lot of money on hair care. Just because I've been natural for 10 years and I just find that like I got my routine, I get in, I get out. So I like the Pantene Gold Series Repairing Mask. This is probably, whatever you buy this for in your local drugstore, I'm pretty sure it's cheaper on Amazon. I really like this because although I love to nourish and moisturize and take care of my hair, I don't have the time to be sitting. We go to the same hairstylist. You know, when it's time to get that long hair treatment underneath the dryer, you know, that's the time that I do it. But when I'm home, I can't lie. I just don't have the time. So this is a deep conditioner that you can use. You leave it on for maybe like 3 minutes while you're in the shower, and then you can rinse it out and you still get this really great benefit without all the time.
I love that. Okay. So you have another pick. What's your other hair pick?
I do. So the main choice, this is the Fro the Culture collection. I picked up the shampoo, but I actually like the whole entire line, including they have a jelly that you can use for like twist outs. I love it because it has like moisture, but then it also has the hold. So when I am doing a twist out, like I have this really great hold and volume to my hair. So main choice.
I've seen them at the drugstore, and I never tried it just because I wasn't familiar with the brand. You know what it reminded me of? Do you remember Mane and Tail? The shampoo and the conditioner. I used to live for some Mane and Tail when I was in college. I swore that they actually used it on the horses. I don't know if that's true, but I believed the story that this was horse shampoo and that if you use it on your hair was going to be long.
Long all the way down to your butt.
Exactly. My ponytail would be quite pony-like. And so when I saw that in the store, I was like, oh, that reminds me of Mane and Tail. It gave me like a nice warm, fuzzy, like nostalgia feeling.
Right.
So my pick for hair care is a Tool. And they make a lot of these. So this is not the only brand. This is the best Tool, but there are a lot of different brands that make this. So it's a detangling brush. So it's the best Tool detangling brush. And the segments are individual, which I believe is their secret sauce. These move as opposed to pulling your hair in a way that hurts your head. So it's extremely effective at detangling. It's the best detangling brush I've ever used, and it doesn't hurt so much. So like, especially if you have kids, you know, combing a tenderheaded child's hair can be a nightmare, or if you yourself are tenderheaded. And I feel like it's probably really gentle on the hair because, again, it's the brush that's moving. It's not forcing your hair to kind of snap and pull. So this is
like, I swear by it.
Game changer, right?
Yes, yes. Even with, I mean, obviously this is not mine, but even sometimes when you're brushing out hair extensions, like you need a good detangler, you know?
Yes, absolutely. Well, you had me fooled. I thought that was the Mane doing its work.
I mean, excuse me, this is mine.
Right, exactly. You paid for it. It belongs to you. Okay, so makeup. Let's do our makeup fine. So what is your favorite makeup buy on Amazon?
So this one's not cheap, but the Dior Forever 24-hour, it's a mouthful, 24-hour skin-caring matte. I like the matte for oily skin. There's also a glow version of the same formula for those who have drier skin. Now, again, it's a pretty penny, but I swear it's worth every cent. This is something that's going to give you like a medium to full coverage, but it's still going to look like skin. And I like it because although I have oily skin and, you know, they say matte foundations are best for oily skin, a lot of them can look very masky. And as you get a little older, you're not trying to give off that like really dry look and show the fine lines and everything, right? So I like this because it has a satin matte finish. So it looks like you just have beautiful skin, you know? There was this trend with like the super matte skin. And I was like, dear goodness, when is this going to end? Because it doesn't, very few people can pull that off.
Because the matte just makes you look so much older. It's so aging.
Right,
it's
like
we want to be glowy. How much is it? You mentioned it's pricey.
It's $52. However, I think it's worth it.
Now, how long will a bottle last you?
So if you're, I'm a casual makeup user. You know, as funny as it is, I either have no makeup on at all or I have on all the makeup. But when I do wear makeup, it's maybe one or two times a week. This could last me maybe like 3 or 4 months. So if you're someone who's wearing makeup every day, I would say maybe about 2 months.
Okay. All right.
Not too bad. I mean, it looks good.
Yeah, but skin is so important. If you do nothing else, if there's no lash, no blushes, no lip, like skin is it. So if you're going to spend money, I feel like it should be on that.
Yes, totally.
Okay.
Totally.
What else you got?
Now, because I hit you with the 52.
Yeah, please give me a $5 option.
I'm going to hit you with something a little better. This is the NYX Born to Glow Radiant Concealer. A lot of under eye concealers, a lot of concealers, period, are super, have a lot of coverage to them, which is great. But also a lot of them are super matte and finished. This one has a radiant finish. So it's going to give you that skin-like look. This also gives you that nice coverage. So whether you have discoloration, dark circles, or what have you underneath your eyes, this is something that's going to cover that well. but it's because it has that skin-like finish, it's not going to draw attention to your fine lines and wrinkles.
Yeah, that's really important. We did an episode on under eye coverage with Merrill Hollis and Whitney Bowe. It is one of our most popular episodes yet. I guess under eyes is a big thing that people have questions about. And that was Merrill's tip. You know, he's a celebrity makeup artist. He's like, you don't want your under eye area to look too dry. Because again, yes, that's just aging. It's going to show all those lines. It's going to look etched in. It's going to look cakey. And it's another thing that a lot of women don't realize is that baking, you know, you put the powder under your eyes to bake, it looks really cute on YouTube and on the tutorials and everything. But really, unless you're like, I'd say like under 30, you probably don't want to be doing that because it's going to be so drying under your eyes that it's just going to make you look older.
Yeah. Totally. I used to bake like it was my job.
Right.
Until maybe about like 33, 34. Right. And then after that, I was like, oh, girl.
Right. One day you wake up and you're like, I actually need a lot of moisture under there, not some dry talc. So this is my pick. And my pick, this is because I have no eyebrows. Do you have eyebrows? Are those, do you have hair under your
brows? I'm a hairy person.
Oh, you're so lucky.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have none. I'm a victim of the 90s. I plucked them till there was nothing there. And of course, they didn't grow back. So I love a waterproof brow product. So my pick is the Unbelievabrow by L'Oreal. So it's L'Oreal's Unbelievabrow. It is a waterproof brow product. So I don't use this little wand that it comes with. I use the little angled brush, but it, when they say it's waterproof, I'm gonna let this dry and I'm gonna check back in a few minutes. Like, it takes me the Vaseline and the Aquaphor and the makeup wipes. Like, I have to work to get it off. And that's what I want, because I don't want my eyebrows to disappear when, as soon as there's any hint of moisture, like sweat or water, or even sometimes the wind will blow too hard. And then I'll look in the mirror and be like, oh, I lost half an eyebrow. So I need something that's going to stay put. And this does, oh, my dog is driving me crazy. She always does this. She wants to be in here with me during the taping and I lock her out and then she starts making noise. It's like she knows that's her ticket in. I think I'm just going to give up and start letting her in because she does this to me every time.
Listen, you think dogs are Cat Williams? The same way. He's underneath my bed right now, and I just let him stay there because he goes like this on the doorknob to get in.
Cats are,
like, who taught you that?
They're very smart. I'm a big cat person. I can't have cats because my husband has allergies, but if I could, I would be the cat lady. I would have 10. That's like my spirit animal, because you got to work for a cat's affection. They're not just going to come because you call them. You have to seduce a cat. All right, we're going to take another quick break, but when we come back, our honorable mentions. These are things definitely worth trying. And personally, my favorite part of the show, we'll share what to stay away from, the things that we hated. Save your money. Honorable mentions. Do you have any honorable mentions?
So this is the Neutrogena Rapid Clear Stubborn Acne Spot Gel. I recently picked this up because, you know, as we get older, sometimes we get like the adult acne. And sometimes for me, I can get the cystic acne. And it usually winds up being like on the tip of my nose in the most inconvenient places. So this, it has benzoyl peroxide in it. Now, benzoyl peroxide can be a bit drying, but since it's just going on the spot on my nose, you know, it's fine. And this has actually worked really well to really get rid of like the stubborn cystic acne. Now, this is not going to clear, you know, someone who has recurring cystic acne, but like for your random big, I call them bumbles. This one's pretty good.
It's the way to go. All right. My honorable mention are these magnetic lashes. Now, have you tried the magnetic lashes?
Oh, I haven't tried that brand though.
This brand, I actually think this particular kit is out of stock right now because I just checked. But you know, the thing about the magnetic lashes, I think if you're someone who has trouble putting traditional lashes on with the glue, which a lot of people have trouble with that, they're a really, really, really good option because I found them to be super easy to put on. It's like putting on eyeliner, you know, the eyeliner, so to speak, is what the magnets attach to. And then you attach the lash onto the liner because the lashes have tiny little magnets on them. So the liner must have some kind of metallic property that then the magnets stick onto. And what's really cool is that they're magnets. So you can pull them off and put them back on to reposition them over and over again. And I've even put them on without a mirror, where I was just kind of like testing and I turned my back to the mirror and I took them and I just stuck them on my eye. And lo and behold, they stuck to the liner and they looked good.
You know what? I'm going to need the link to that because the last pair of magnetic lashes I tried, the lash had to kind of like stick to.
That was the first round. That was the first version and they sucked. It's a game changer. It's a game changer. Yeah. If I mean, for anybody, I'll tell you why I give it an honorable mention and not a top pick. I found them to be less comfortable than the ones with the glue. They just felt a little more present and heavy. I couldn't forget that I was wearing them. And that liner is impossible to get off. And I don't want to be scrubbing my eyes so much because, you know, that skin is very, very delicate. So I think they're a terrific option. I really recommend them. I like them a lot, but not a perfect product.
Yeah.
So speaking of not perfect, I love talking about the things that suck. And here's where I don't trust the reviews. If you don't mind, I'd like to go first.
Okay. No.
This product had like 4.5 stars and thousands of reviews, and the reviews were like, this is so great. This is so effective. I loved it. It worked perfectly. All right. This is a blackhead suction device. Okay. When you look at the picture on Amazon, it even shows it sucking up blackheads and spitting them out. So I was really excited. I'm like, oh my gosh, because blackheads sometimes are in hard to reach places. Sometimes they're super stubborn. My kids get them because they have dirty little filthy ears. So they get blackheads inside their ears. And I'm like, this looks like it's not painful. I can just suction the blackheads out. I have now tried this 10 different places on different people's bodies with all of the attachments. Only thing it does is suck your skin into it. So it sucks your skin into it. But it is completely ineffective at pulling anything out, even when it's like on top of the most ready to be popped pimple. I find it to be completely and totally useless. It absolutely sucked. I would give it 0 stars, except like it looks like the picture. So I guess that's worth 1 star. But this is why I don't trust the reviews. I kept it just so that I could show people and spread the word how much it sucked. That's the only reason I didn't return it.
And the sucking action can actually cause a lot of like irritation and other kinds of issues for people.
Well, you wouldn't know that from the reviews. So what is your keep your money pick?
The Inky List Oil and Water Double Cleanser. Like, all right. So we know oil and water don't mix, right?
Right.
So, you know, you shake this up. And, you know, you get the solution. You have to do this each time. Now, for me, I'm a get in, get out kind of girl. I love my beauty products, but at my age, I need this. I can't be doing all of this, you know.
Right.
So the thing is, I do like to double cleanse when I have my makeup on. I use an oil-based cleanser first, massage the makeup off, rinse that, and then go in with my gel-based cleanser. This seems as if that the way it was marketed, it was as if it was going to, you know, be this like miracle product that, you know, you do that in one step. It's not. As a matter of fact, I was like, did this take anything off at all? Then I thought maybe it was my bad because maybe I wear way too much makeup than what's required for this. But I just think this is it's just a no. I would just stick to a regular oil-based cleanser.
Danielle, thank you for sharing your picks. Where can people find you on social media?
I am Style and Beauty Doc. Style, the letter N, Beauty Doc. And I'm on YouTube, Style and Beauty Doctor.
Yes, you have how many videos do you do a week? Do you do one a week?
3.
That is insane. That is so much.
2 skincare videos, Sundays and Wednesdays, and then a fashion video on Friday. Either a fashion video on Fridays or a vlog. Sometimes I like to put vlogs out because, you know, they're fun.
I don't think people realize how much work it takes to do one. Danielle, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. I want to know what trends you have questions about. So hit me up on Instagram. I'm at Mara S. Combo. You can also check out The Trend Reporter on YouTube, covering all of the newest trends, including tutorials on everything from food to beauty. That's youtube.com/Mara S. Combo. The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio. For more shows from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.